Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call the Osage Minerals Council meeting Wednesday, February the 20th, 2010, called to order. First thing I'd like to do is have a opening prayer and a reading of our deceased. If you would please rise. Shaka, Pawatika.
Wakanda, Wakanda, Jinti, Pasuya, Sadden, Pali, Wajali. Nekon Sehala, Wakanda, Wakanda, Jinti. Washkale, then, Wapani, Wajali. Thank you, Father, for a beautiful day, all the beautiful seasons you granted us. There's a reason for everything, Father, the things you grant us, all your great blessings. Ask you to be with us today, amid all the things that are going on today. They'll understand that, Father. They'll know what our answer is, where we're going from here, Father. They'll know everything. They'll know the Almighty, Father. Wakanda, Wakanda, Jesus. Be with us today. Wakanda, 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 give us strength, Father, and lead us and guide us in the direction that they'll want us to go and what we need to go to, Father. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Let all the cure. Pardon me, let all sit down. For the list of deceased Osages as of December 2018. Ted Elton Armstrong, November 18, 2018, Edmond, Oklahoma. H. Crane Day, passed away September 28, 2018, Tucson, Arizona. Betty J. Gents, September 22, 2018, location unknown. Ellen J. Carmen, November 25, 2018, Pryor, Oklahoma. Charles Doug Whitehorn, November 26, 2018, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. John J. Jake, December 14, 2018, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank you.
Thank you. Our hearts and prayers reach out to these families. We have some today with us. I can only tell you is that this world's ours. Sometimes we don't understand how it moves, but that faith in the Lord, just like your parents, grandparents, takes care of all that. And always turn to the Lord in prayer. The gentleman I sat here with, brother's father and the rest of them, we sat down with three counsel, and I remember their direction at that time. The other element I'd like to say is that I'd like to reach out to Congressman Mason and say a few words on his behalf.
That over two pages, I'm deceased. Is that correct?
There's another page.
You have a second page, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And with that, that is why it needs to be said. Something on the old Arcadic Osage is that it's not who you are, it's that you're not forgotten. And with the Osage Wajaji, we're not going to forget you. I've been my whole life. One day when I go home, they say you're going to meet them all of them, and they're going to be happy. Brother, if you could please read the rest of the deceased.
Sorry about that.
No.
Pardon. Mary A. Hyatt.
Yeah.
January 13, 2019, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Eleanor C. Freeman, December 4th, 2018, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Catherine Gilliland, January 17, 2019, Hominy, Oklahoma. Christine C. James, January 18, 2019, Alpharetta, Georgia. Kathleen Snowden, November 17, 2018, Tyler, Texas. Leela M. Fenton, December 28, 2018, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Brian A. King, February 28, 2018, Colorado City, Colorado. Marilyn Keltner, January 5th, 2019, Ponca City, Oklahoma.
Thank you so much. Our hearts and prayers reach out to them all. I'd like to have a roll call, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Here.
Councilwoman Gray?
Here.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Randall?
Here.
Councilman Rebar?
Present.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Secretary Yates?
Present.
Madam Quorum.
Thank you. With that, I have a few comments to make. First of all, I'd like to address my chief. Thank you for being here. Thank you for a lot. You've sat in this position, or my assistant chief. As chief now, we're going to talk about what's the future for our people. And I appreciate your time and effort you've given. that acknowledgement is not only for you, but your family, our elders who watch us, especially grandma. The next is a little housekeeping. Councilwoman Foreman, I had left one item off of the old business item, and I would like to know if you'd like it put on there today, and that's to review the Oklahoma Law Land.
Yeah, we have a land office, yes, please.
Did not bring that up under old business. Is there any other comments to be made on the agenda? It being so long, I want to ask you to refrain from a lot of discussion. Let's try to get some votes in and out. Okay. With that, I have an accounts report. You guys have been sent to C395. And I believe Ms. Jester's here. Would you like to give us a comment on those two items in S510, please?
Currently, S510 has a balance of $47,866.89.
Okay.
And C395 has a current balance of $944,746.79.
Is that pretty close? Mm-hmm. Okay. And also there's a amount in there, and well, I'd like to address some of the comments I get since we've met last. On this effort here is that we had no guarantee of what the United States government was going to do. So instead of waiting until the later date, I went ahead and had the drawdown done now. And with that, that's why we have that extreme large amount. Don't worry, we'll be able to go through it. The next question I have is that I'd like to acknowledge that we have some efforts today that is new to us. And I appreciate my counsel, Mr. Pipes there, Brandon being with you. We're going to talk about a lot of things. The other is that I have a Bureau accountant report that covers the head right payment to announce $3,075 is an amount that has affected us all. To my head right owner, shareholders, I understand that plight. The only answer I'd like to give to some of the comments I have been asked is that, first of all, we are in the global market. The price of oil at 40 and 50 has really hurt us. But the other is we have no new production. And here in a minute, we're going to have superintendent's report, and I'm going to have him put a barrel amount to that because I was in shock that it went that far that quick. Haven't seen it before, twice, two other times. I understand the boom and bust there. With that, I do have a report from the Bureau. We'll have to have it brought to us. It's not prepared at this time, is that correct? On the SWAN report.
Right.
Okay, we'll have that to you. We'll review it Friday, and then it'll be on the next council meeting. With that, is there any questions? Hearing none, I'd like to go into the superintendent's report. I have the deputy superintendent, Mr. Winlaw, please join us.
Thank you, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Superintendent's report for grants and field operations. There was 20 trucking permits prepared, one restricted landowner letter prepared, 9 leases checked for primary production, term and rental, 61 lease inspections, 61 lease inspection follow-ups, 18 gas meter approvings, 1 damage appraisal, 11 tank trucks checked for permit, 35 tank strappings witnessed, 110 landowner leasing meetings, 8 complaints, 17 spills and leaks inspected, 29 spills, leaks, inspection follow-ups. There were 3 OERB assessment evaluations, 83 tank gaugings, 1 tank bottom removal witnessed, 9 run tickets and figured, 18 gauger calculation, purchaser calculations. Branch of lease management, oil and gas, leases, there's 45 pending approvals. For new leases, there were 26 approvals for assignments. There were 35 approved revision orders. Lease terminations, there were 24 approved. Producing wells, for January, there were 18,090 less, 3,234 for saltwater and other wells, equals $14,856. Other minerals for December, January were leases that sold the most was APAC, Burbank Materials, and Candy Creek Crusher. Sales reported per lease, APAC, $22,412.87 / 24,810.26 tons. And that was for two different months. Royalty paid was $22,255.98 for 1 month for November, $23,740.99 for December. Burbank Materials was 9,639.49 tons for November, 678.45 tons for December. Royalty paid was $10,217 for November and 86 cents. For December is 8,765.23. Candy Creek Crusher for the month of November is 12,631.75 tons. For December is 10,333.64 tons. Royalty paid for November was $9,638.03. For December is $7,946.57. Smith Brothers for November was 136 cubic yards. For December is 248 cubic yards. For payment, for November they paid $102. For December they paid $186. Number 40 request was zero. Ranch of subsurface materials, approved drilling permits was zero. Approved workover permits was zero. Approved plugging permits was zero. Approved siding permit was zero. But that was, all that was due to the shutdown. Pending permits of 51. Wells completed, spud date, completion date, legal. Chaparral LLC tested on 8/18 of Northwest 23.75, and they're still testing pending. Chaparral NG on 8/4/18, Northeast 22.75, they're still testing production. Tom Lavity, there was a drill well in on 10/17/18, Northeast of 33.249, 5 barrels of oil per day, and 75 barrels of water per day. BGI, 11/26/18, Southwest of 7/28/7, initial production was 16 barrels of oil per day and 135 barrels of water per day. BGI also on 12/10/18, in the Southwest of 7/28/7, well was 42 barrels of oil per day, initial production, and 455 barrels of water per day. Petro America, operating had on 7/9/14, Northwest of 13/23/11, initial production of 42 barrels of oil per day with 400 barrels of water per day. Ranks of accounting and the month's financial statements was given to you on that for November 18 production, December 18 production, and gross production. Coffeyville purchase statements were done November and December both. Top three producers for November were Chaparral, and they produced 71,732.19 barrels. Sahal produced 22,127. Performance Petroleum produced 16,925 barrels. Branch enforcement and lease compliance, number of EEAs received for 214 leases was zero. Number of EAs received for APDs was zero. Number of on-site visits for EA completion, zero. Number of EAs approved for APDs was two. NOAs published for EAs was two. Number of non-compliance letters was 17. Number of non-production letters was seven. Number of extension letters was 15. Number of further remediation letters was zero. Number of filed notice letters was zero. Number of spill remediation reporting notices letters was zero. And number of exemption approval letters was one. That can conclude.
Yes, I just have one comment before we start. What is the total production amount when you add all of those barrels approximately? And I'll go ahead another question while he's looking at it. I'd like to go to second chair and then Councilman Rebar to Councilman Redcorn.
This might be a question for our office. I don't see the superintendent's report in any of mine.
They didn't send it until after we left, so if you refresh, it's in there, and it's also in your email.
Okay. They closed it through 30 yesterday.
Okay, just so that I could follow along, but I want it for records maybe in the future. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So do you want just the production for these three top producers? Or?
Yeah. Do you have a number of all of it?
No, I don't have a number. I didn't get the total number.
Later on, we're going to be needing this.
Okay, I can get that for you.
Please do. Councilman.
Yes. Thank you, Richard. You say we have 51 pending permits.
Yes.
How many of those are drilling permits?
How many are drilling permits?
Yes. And how many are workovers?
Be 36 drilling. Workovers would be 8.
There's 36 pending drilling permits?
Yes. And a lot of that is because we're waiting on the center in Denver for their assistant because they're reviewing all the EAs, and they were also shut down during the government shutdown, so that kind of backlogged everything, so we're waiting on them, and we should be getting a bunch of these in approved any day now.
Okay, and then you mentioned these wells completed. All of them were in 2018. One of them goes back 5 years.
Well, what it
2014.
Is, they just turned in the completion reports.
Delinquently?
Yes.
So there's not been any completions this year so far?
We've had we haven't had any completions here for real off, but we've had 7 drilling permits approved for this year. But none of them currently is completed yet.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Councilman.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Richard, for your report. At Coffeyville, I'm hearing that the operator number that's reporting barrels has fallen from around 400 to now around 100. Have you heard anything like
no,
that?
No, I haven't heard anything.
And that would reflect the loss of opportunity from 60 to 70%. We've lost that many number just by count of operators that are reporting quantities to Coffeyville.
But is that due to them, the loss of the oil, or is it, did they change purchases?
I'm really curious because that indicates to me there's a big problem. Somebody's losing their leases, they're walking away. Something's going on when you lose three, you know, you have a grocery store, and now you've got 75% of people that are no longer coming in the door.
Right.
I think we got a problem. So.
I know.
I'll come over and chat with you guys and see.
Sure.
We get some numbers on what's going on.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it makes me wonder if it didn't do the purchase change, because I know Chaparral selling all their leases, and some of the new leasees may not be using Coffeyville. So that would divert the oil with another purchase.
Yeah, it's an alarming number to me.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we'll check
it. All right.
And we do
you
have
to ask Robin. I'd like to come over.
Okay, she will not be there this week, but you're welcome to come over.
Okay.
But I did include in the report that Coffeyville reports too.
Yeah.
And I think we need to extrapolate also, just to answer your question, I think council will not only need Coffeyville, but it'll need Holly Farms and Connor.
Yeah, we can get a total of everything and compare it to
and I'd like to see that. That's also what I want to do with the total production barrels. I've got to have an answer to this 3,000.
Sure.
While they're head right
there. Okay.
Yeah, that's where we're driving toward. And I think we could historically look at the Coffeyville reports, assistant chairs, and see if we can compare if there's a fall off between.
Yeah, we can compare those numbers against Coffeyville, but then also we can compare against other purchasers and then compare what it is now and what it was last year.
Okay.
I can analyze it.
I've got the board chairman. I'm trying to
go right ahead, sir.
We need to communicate with BIA. and find out why our royalty has gone down tremendously. Trying to find out what's going on there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Second, Chair.
I was just going to springboard off the change of purchaser. I fielded a lot of questions during the shutdown. And a lot of these people had switched purchasers, and they were in distress over the assignments that they were needing to get done, to cash checks and pay the royalty and do their business. So there, I knew, I'm not for sure what reason, but there was a lot of change of ownership or purchasers during that period. So that might be part of it. Coffeyville Resources and ConocoPhillips seem to be the names I kept hearing mentioning.
Yeah. And we had a lot of that. I mean, a lot of times you may have one or two switch purchasers, and then all of a sudden then you get an influx where one may switch everything he's got, and you may have 30 leases. Yeah. You know, so.
We may need to chase down why that happened too, because there was a reason, and it slipped my mind. I was just trying to get them, telling them they needed to pay the royalty regardless, because there's fines and penalties.
I think it's fair.
Please.
I believe that we're hearing a lot of reasons why. I'd like to have a definite, here's the cause of why we lost from 400 to 100. You're speculating. I'd like to know the true answer.
Sure. So,
you know, I think we can look at some sureties and say, because we've got to eliminate this drop and report it. Barrels that's been given to us, and I want to make sure we understand and attack it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councilman Harlan.
I just wanted to ask Councilman Redcorn if he would, after he gets that information, report out to the council via email, so we
sure.
will all have your assessment of your conversation and what you come away with, or your opinion, or whatever.
If I may ask the question, is it okay for the council for me to go and talk to the Bureau and communicate with the superintendent?
Oh, it's a great night. It's great. Yeah.
Okay.
And while we're on the subject, I want to interject something with the deputy superintendent. We have a line item under new business. 6D is a letter that the superintendent requested when, of course, our attorneys call in to the Bureau to get the information for the council. Do we still need a letter to take care of that process?
My memory slipped me, so I can't remember.
Well, that's what I asked the superintendent the other day. Do you still need that? Otherwise, we run everything through Lacey, and then it's sent to you as a Bureau. And remember, the question was, is that if my attorney calls, they will be sent to the solicitor instead of directly to the superintendent.
Right.
I want to make sure that didn't happen, and I talked to the chief also, since we have the projects on the plugging, that his needs to be held the same
right. Exactly.
Do you need a letter?
Yes.
Then I'll be taking care of that here in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Councilwoman Foreman.
And I would like to just get an update. I know you probably don't have it today, but I've asked for a couple of times several months ago. James, the accountant, put together a really nice spreadsheet that identifies all of the gas meters
mm-hmm.
and the gas produced and the gas sold and who the purchasers are, all that good information that we can use for analysis purposes. That was from May 2018. We had a lot of blank cells, and I have requested since then to have that updated so I can have a complete filled out spreadsheet. And so I'm requesting again, could you, and I guess James is still on board, could
yes.
he, when your
mm-hmm.
IT person created
right.
it, I love it, great report. But I would like to have it updated, you know, and keep updating it until all the cells are filled, and then get it each month with the next month's production.
What was the sales information that you were requesting in that?
Well, it was just a gas production and sales spreadsheet that identified a lot of important information like gas meters, what's, you know, production measured through those meters, who the purchaser is, what our royalty interest is at that meter,
mm-hmm.
That kind of information. The spreadsheet's already created.
Okay.
We need to make sure we get it filled out completely and then keep it updated each month.
Okay. I know Robin, that she's talked about before, that we don't really have the manpower to update that spreadsheet every month, because we only got him and two other people working up there in the county.
Yeah.
And I know the gas part is going to be reconciliated through Honor. That's fixing to start happening this year. Oils up to 2017 is already 98% corrected, I mean, already been audited. And so we're fixing to start on gas. And some of that's
hang on a second. How'd the audit come out?
The audit came out really good, and let me pull something here.
2017, let's see, it took a killing on 5,000 a day on barrels for 2 years.
Yeah, it was 2017 oil production. And we showed that there was 867,967.1 barrels sold for a gross value of $43,073,438.77. There was royalty paid on it of $6,630,518.30. And royalty due we've already collected was $12,050. That is the only royalty that we found was in there.
Thank you, Council. Please continue. And then Councilman Reed.
My understanding is this was, you had your IT person create a report that accessed perhaps the owner information that's in the owner system already. So the report's already made. It's just a matter of, you know, pressing a button to get the latest information for the latest month. So if I'm misunderstanding that, I would like to understand what the challenges are to get that report, because that's vital information for us.
Well, the IT person didn't actually create it. It was James. He actually created it, and he doesn't have what automatically populates.
Okay.
In the system, he had to create it through months.
Well, hopefully, when you get the owner up and started and get your gas.
Yeah, and all the stuff they're going to be working at, I mean, and what they're going to be looking at for their is like gas well meter statements, volume, gas purchase statements and invoices, gas allocation reports, gas BTU analysis.
That's
they're going to be looking at gas value, gas price settlement meter statements, gas purchase statements and invoices. They're going to be looking at if there's any gas transportation allowances, transportation invoices, contract amendments. Gas processing allowances, such as processing invoices, gas plant settlement, meter statements, contract amendments. So that, you know, just a few things are going to be on there.
Good. And all that has to be captured in the data system so that we can
take
that report.
Their honor's going to be captured, and that's where we'll have to get with honor and see how we can supply something to you, what they do, and how they will report it.
Okay.
Now bring up our royalty paid for the MCF. Breakdown. I'm kind of surprised on that, because if they can't generate that number to you, then we have to compare it to the division order that shows you've accepted X amount of dollars for this cubic foot, and that's why they're not sending us that, because it's already under contract. This is a flat rate, and with that, I think you know what to do. Okay, thank you. Councilors, any other questions? Councilman Rebar, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Richard, I'm not real surprised that you said that you're understaffed to be able to perform this vital obligation and responsibility. This is extremely critical information that our mineral council needs to have to manage our mineral estate. So if you don't have the personnel to do your job, do you have, are you advertising for more employees?
Yes, but not for accounting. But the thing about it is, we're doing what we've been mandated to do in the county, and we're going to utilize Honor to fulfill that obligation too.
But that could be a year from now.
No, they're starting on it right now.
Well, everybody has to go through a training process.
They've already been trained.
I imagine it's going to be challenged.
We've been working with Honor for the last couple of years. They already know our procedures, we know their procedures. They know we've already got it down to where they know exactly what they need to do and what we need to do in the process.
Because if I remember from their presentation from the summit before this last one, their program wasn't really structured for our unique production. in governance in Osage County. It was more geared toward the Bureau of Land Management type production and reporting.
Yeah, we've worked with them. That's what we've been working with them on, to where we can interface it with our system, to where they set up a standalone just for our information, to where they can go in there and they can audit everything now on our side. And we can work with them on it. And that's the reason why, just like Mitch Mouton's been up here basically at least 3-4 times a week, because he's working with us, and then we're working with Honor in Denver and plus in Texas on this, and plus here in Tulsa on it. And that's, so we've got an interface in there where we can
actually. Are we going to be reporting by quarter section? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, everything by quarter section.
The BLM by well.
Yeah.
And ours is by quarter.
Just exclude BLM, because we're doing it on just like Osage quarter.
So you think it's going to roll out within weeks?
It's already set up. We've already started off. That's how we've been doing the oil.
When are the producers going to start utilizing that?
Great news.
When are the producers going to be reporting through that system?
The producers right now, as of right now, will not be reporting right now. I'm not saying they won't. I mean, in the future, they probably are. But right now, we can do all of our auditing through the Honor, and Honor's already done it.
So you're taking the producer's normal reporting, and you're inputting
it into Honor's program? We're taking everything we put in computer, they're taking, and it's interfaced with their computer system, and they've got a standalone where they can audit all of our information and come out with information. Plus, they can automatically request information from the leasing.
That's exciting. It's
great news.
I picked up on you saying that Mouton was here 3-4 times a week.
No.
A month.
Yeah.
When's he scheduled to come back?
I'm not sure right now. I haven't talked to him since the shutdown, but I'm sure it's probably going to be within the next week or two.
Okay, because I sure would like to sit down and talk with him.
Okay.
I will email him, but I'm waiting on a response for him to contact us concerning a big project.
Okay. Yeah, he's usually here at least 2-3 times a month. So.
Okay.
Okay, good. That's good.
Gotcha.
Real quick, thank you, Richard. How many days were you guys off on shutdown?
Oh, yes.
Your guess is better than mine.
37
days. Just for the record, the tribe is still working. Field stage days a day. So, as we were going, something to think about in the future. Official shutdown will be rolling, and you guys are shut down. So all business stops if it's in the federal side. So anyway, thank you, Chair.
And with that, I'd like to interject one thing, not just because the Deputy Superintendent's sitting there, but on some of the federal requirements and requests that we had from the consultation meeting, the answer was exactly that. We have the email sent to us because the government shut down. You're not going to see some of the information we've requested. And I have in front of us, we just now received the SOP that's from 2016. But then we're looking at gas in kind. We're looking at some other procedural matters. And then also this royalty value is coming up on the national level. I received an email yesterday over what we're getting ready to talk about with the executive on the tariff. So with that, is there any other questions?
Would your chair be able to sit on that royalty is based on our challenge to the United States that we're able to move royalties up and down? Don't you remember all our
August 15th.
Remember that gives us the flexibility to start moving toward these difficult goals if we have to try to negotiate that parameter, but it's there. As the law stood when we walked in the door, it was set at 20% and that's it. Well, there's no, that cuts out a lot of opportunity in these different difficult roles trying to go and get after those. And we can't move royalties at all. Just want to let the whole, even our attorney over here is talking away there, once you remember that one, that we won that case so we could roll the royalties, move it both up and down. The only option we had before that was to keep it at 20%
on all new leases.
On everything.
If we have a joint venture, the chief and I look under tariff with the support of our council. That's exactly what we'll be looking at.
Right.
Not only the dividend will take care of the 1906 shareholder, but then on their residual funding. What is that going to be like? What is going to be our effort? The next comment is that if there's no other questions, I'd like to thank you so much.
Thank you. Report.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'd like to take a 5-minute break, and we'll start with Mr. Mullen under the chair. And we do not have a projector, and he does not have a PowerPoint. So let's go work out here. With that, we'll take 5 minutes. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.